risky.
If someone is quite quick and active in all her motions, you say she is quiet.
Active.
The children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
If you get worried or concerned, you wouldn't say you feel easy about it. You say you felt blank or blank.
Concern?
What would be the opposite of easy?
Worry?
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Other words? A person who gets afraid easily is kind of
timid.
A place like a dark road along a graveyard is
spooky.
She isn't afraid now, but she
could be.
Or about the old gray mare. She ain't what she
used to be. That's me.
I don't understand why she's afraid. She
doesn't seem to be.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty
trusting.
How would you describe a person that leaves the door unlocked and their money laying on the table? If somebody could just walk in and take it, he's what kind of a person? I wouldn't say these kids around here are reckless drivers, but some of them sure are blank about signaling and parking in the town.
Careless.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
queer.
Now, the word queer, would you use that?
Yes.
Has it changed its meaning for you in recent years?
No.
Give a few examples of how you'd use the word queer. Would you say he is a queer to mean he's eccentric?
No.
What would it mean then? What do you mean when you say a person is queer?
I mean they don't act right.
Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so blank.
Set in your ways.
All right. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say he's mighty
ill. Cross.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
his feelings hurt.
Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him just
go jump.
No, if you're telling him, you know, not lose his temper, you say
keep calm.
Right. If you have been working very hard, you say you are very
tired.
I'm completely
give out.
Using the word wear, I am completely
worn out.
If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say last night she
seemed well. Seemed okay.
Well, what happened last night? Last night she suddenly what? She what?
Was suddenly sick.
If she is sick today and it started last Sunday, you say last Sunday she
was okay.
She blank sick.
Was sick.
Well, what happened to her? He came home early from school because he blank.
Fainted.
Just in general, something sick. He blank sick.
Got sick.
Mm-hmm. But she'll be up again by
tomorrow.
But you don't have to worry. He'll be well again
soon.